Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
The Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this isn't 10 centuries ago. This isn't 1939. This is 2023. And we have, as a religion, as a race, as a group of individuals, we have been told, those of us who are of Jewish faith or Jewish lineage, to reconsider travel, reconsider wearing our kippah, that skull cap that Jews will wear to show reverence to God and respect, our tallits with our strings, our Magen Davids, our necklaces, our jewelry. We are told not to travel because of the rising threat. Man got killed in Ventura County. Holding an Israeli flag, showing up at a protest, got into a confrontation, fell, hit his head, and died. This is 2023. This is America. And I'm blown away. I mean, I've always known there's anti-Semitism. I know people hate. I know there's racism. I know there's homophobia. You know, people will hate. People will discriminate, but people was a little bit more silent and subtle about it. For Jews to now be given a warning by Israel, traveling abroad, and not just the Middle East, anywhere, because our safety cannot be guaranteed in 2023. I don't understand why the world isn't as astonished as I mean, it's been 1 month since the massacre happened in Israel. And, the narratives, the focus, it's all changed. It's all hijacked to another, well, we have to worry about this cause more. And mind you, I mean, anybody who was affected by the massacre in Israel a month ago does not want to see other people die. Nobody wants to see Palestinian innocent people die. Nobody. We want to stop any further massacres. We want to stop terrorists. But somehow, people have got it into their minds that if you are Jewish, you're evil. And you reap what you sow, and this was all justified, and that it is okay to spit and punch Jewish students on campus. It's okay to push somebody wearing, holding an Israeli flag down on the ground. You know, a lot of people don't understand this, but in Israel, they have a huge, huge LGBTQAI+ community. And in Tel Aviv, you have more pride flags throughout the city than Israeli flags. Israel stands for the protection, considering so many homosexuals were killed during the Holocaust. And if somebody, when you have, somebody tried to support Israel for their protection of Americans, for their protections of Jews, for their protections of LDS, for their protections for Catholics, for their protections of the River Jordan, for their protections of Bethlehem, for their protections of the LGBTQAI+ community. You have non-Jews showing support for Israel. This is what I told you guys. The Jews are now on alert to, hide their religious symbols, and which, by the way, is kind of Jewish law. Men have to wear it, especially Orthodox men. other individuals that are not as religious, they only wear it when they pray. But for those who are following, you know, very strict religious law, they can't practice their religion in 2023? Are you flipping kidding me? You know, and you know, I told you, you know, during the Holocaust, when 6 million Jews died, I say, I don't just talk about the 6 million Jews, I also talk about the 6 million Catholics, homosexuals, gypsies, Romanians. There were many individuals that got killed. Hitler didn't just say, we're just going to, careful with the bullets, careful, we just want to. They massacred millions. And so when you have any sort of platform, any sort of call for the death or cleansing or any hatred towards somebody trying to support a country that has been a beacon of freedom for many. I mean, you know how many Muslims who are LGBTQAI plus cannot be who they are in their particular, you know, cities, in their particular countries, but they find safety in Israel. Muslims, Arabs live in Israel too, side by side with their Israeli neighbors. So if you have an Arab family holding the Israeli flag because they had family members also killed, people will hate no matter what. It's not just about the Jews. And so the fact that in 2023, people who follow a certain religion or who may be circumcised or, you know, celebrate Hanukkah, however, you know, the depth of your religiosity, or has a relative. Isn't Harrison Ford a quarter Jewish? In 2023, for individuals to be told that, you know, your safety isn't guaranteed, people will come after you. Look at what happened in Russia, where they stormed an airplane terminal to try to get Jews coming off a plane. None of us are safe. It's Jews today. Is it Hispanics tomorrow? Is it blacks? Is it Catholics? Is it LDS? And so for those of you that, you know, might not be Jewish, you know, and going, whew, this doesn't include me, you know, speak out. This can't stand. This is disgusting. It's hatred, and if somebody hates Jews, they hate others too. 1-877-DOC-BELLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter or X at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we had a horrific, horrible accident that happened in a little two-year-old girl in a daycare who found a gun on the playground, and shot herself. While she was being treated at the hospital, doctors found out that there was a earlier shooting on a bus, and NBC News is reporting that there was an altercation between a teenager and somebody on a bus. He pulled out his gun, shot the person on the bus, jumped off the bus, jumped over a wall, threw the gun, discarded the gun, ended up jumping over a wall into a daycare, flees, and a little kid in that daycare finds the gun and shoots herself. She's alive, from what I've understand. I'm hearing some reports, though. I can't confirm them. But the latest reports are saying she's in critical condition and still alive. Then I apologize if anything has changed, you know, from the time of this broadcast. I hope to God she gets through this. But when you hear and see something like this, I think the daycare was located on Owens and Nellis Boulevard. I used to work around there. And a lot of daycares, you know, beautiful sun, great playground for these toddlers. The toddler is under the age of 5, according to Deputy Police Chief Reggie Rader. But the toddler was stable as of yesterday's update and report. Now, police did find the suspect in the area of the daycare. This was in northeastern Las Vegas, took him into custody. The suspect is under 18. And this is a this is just obviously putting, you know, the nation in shock. How you can have one, a teenager that gets a hold of a gun, two, gets involved in a shooting and then can throw the gun. Obviously the kid got a hold of the gun. You know, you can have the strictest gun laws. This kid got a hold of a gun that he shouldn't have. Throws the gun. A child has access to it and shoots themselves. And I don't know if you've been seeing a lot of these videos of kids finding guns and shooting themselves. There's one video. I think everybody was watching a football game at this person's house, and I guess one of the people at the house had the gun just sitting there on the couch. Kid walks over to it, looks at it, shoots himself in the arm. Thank God, the arm and not the head. And you keep seeing these cases, and sadly, a lot of these kids don't survive. I think there was one in our area where they found a gun in a car and shot themselves. And so I know this isn't going to be the most popular thing said, but I've said this before, and I think I'm going to say this again. Should we have a discussion about gun safety with young kids? I did this with my kids. We're early on. I showed them what a gun was, showed them you never touch it, you never turn it around, you never look down the barrel, you don't touch it, you get a grown-up, you never touch a gun. And I don't think this is a conversation, and I'm not saying this is what happened with the toddler, but I think maybe we need to start doing this. Because whether you live in a state that has more liberal laws or conservative laws when it comes to guns, kids are finding guns in houses, cars, playgrounds, and they pick it up, they're curious, and they shoot themselves with it. And what I wanted to do with my kids, because my father was military, my grandfather was police officer, there was no way, my other grandfather had guns in the house, there was no way my kids were not going to have access or at least see them. So I wanted my kids to know early on, you don't touch it. You never pick it up. That's the trigger. That's the barrel. And I understand kids are young, but the average kid who's never seen one is curious. Now, somebody could say, Dr. Dahlia, no, that's horrible. If you tell a kid to not touch something, then they'll want to touch it. Well, you know, I don't know. Let's talk about the stove. How many times do we teach our toddlers not to touch a stove? Does the average kid want to touch the stove? Usually no. And I, you know, we teach kids stranger danger. We teach kids about a fire. You need to go. You need to run. We're teaching kids about stay away from a dog, a stranger's dog. Stay away from strangers. Don't touch mommy's wine. We're teaching kids early on as toddlers to not do things. Should there be a national campaign that teaches young kids not, you know, gun safety, not to touch a gun, not to, this is why it's dangerous, this is what it does. You don't have to go into too much graphics. But I fear that the average kid has never seen one, so they think it's a toy. And you know, we're of this, and you know, there's two schools of thought, and I get it. And then, mind you, being in, you know, in medicine, I understand that maybe with some kids, you have to just completely hide them, never let them look at it, and hope the first time they look at it would be an adult where they might have some maturity. But I kind of fear that these kids are being exposed to guns all the time, and they're being exposed in the wrong way because there's all these toys, and there's all these video games, and there's Avengers, and there's blasters. You go to Disneyland, and you got that, or the California Adventure, and you got that Toy Story blaster gun. And, you know, when do we train kids that guns are dangerous and to not touch them? We don't do that. You know, in the older days at school, I don't know if you see these pictures from the 1950s, these gun clubs, where you see these young kids with guns, and they're at a club. And they used to do that because the average family had a gun. And kids had to know about guns, gun safety, how to use them, how to hunt, how to... You know, now we're like, well, let's hide it, hide it, hide it. So the kid, there was a child that shot herself because I think a cleaning lady found dad's gun, thought it was a toy, put it in the toy box. So kid walks over to their toy chest, finds the gun, looks at it, and then it's horrifying. And maybe we need all kids to be, you know, taught and aware, that's dangerous. Now, I'm not saying we ban all toy guns and all that, but if we're letting kids run around and play and, you know, cowboys and Indians and all the other stuff that I still see being sold in toy stores today, is anybody talking about at what age do we talk to kids? At what age do we train them? Adults, I don't think, are trained enough. There's adults that shoot themselves cleaning their gun. And you could say, well, get rid of all the guns, get rid of all the guns. You're not going to get rid of all the guns. Guns are pouring in from the border. They're coming in overseas. You're not going to get rid of all the guns. And now more than ever, people need to protect themselves. So, I'm frightened that we're going to have more of these because kids are seeing something they've never seen before. And they're wondering what it is. It's shiny. It's chrome. It looks like their toy. Every parent should be having a conversation with their kids. You don't touch this. This is a no-no. This thing is deadly. You get as far away from it as possible. And you get a grown-up. Now, somebody could say, well, Dahlia, you need to teach your kid how to disarm it and how to... Trust me, we did. We taught our kids how to... Because we don't want somebody else picking it up. You know, but that's not for the average toddler. The average toddler, I think, can handle the training of this is a bad thing to touch. Do not touch it. Never touch it. You know, I mean, they can touch it when they're older or all that. But this is something, you know, when it comes to toddlers, you just got to kind of talk in absolute because they're not going to understand semantics. But I really worry that we have a very, very naive generation that doesn't know, you know, what's the conversation we have with knives and kids? There's knife drawers. Now, we might put a little lock on it, the silverware drawer. But what's the conversation you have with kids and knives? We tell them, don't touch it. This can cut. We show what it does. It's dangerous. Look at what happened to, you know, the banana. I mean, you don't want to traumatize them with teddy bear, but you show them that this could cause major, major boo-boos. Every time I had a boo-boo, I showed the kids. I go, you see what happens when you're not careful? You know, so they learn, you know, I didn't want them paranoid, but they, you know, if they aren't going to experience it themselves, which we don't want, let them see the accidents mommy has. So I think it's a conversation worth having. 1-877, Doc Dahlia, don't go away.
Silver. has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
USA News Update. It's Election Day today, and some races being closely watched in regards to key issues like abortion. Voters in Ohio and Virginia taking up that issue. A 69-year-old Jewish man has died after a head injury following an altercation at an Israel-Hamas war protest. A new poll is not showing good news for the sitting president in battleground states. Joe Biden trailing Donald Trump in five of the six most important battleground states, according to a new poll by the New York Times and Siena College. Yesterday, a jury acquitted Nathan Woodyard on charges of reckless manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide in the second trial concerning the death of 23-year-old Elijah McClain following an altercation with Aurora, Colorado police. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with extended.
Anyways, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. All right, some of these are Facebook Live. Not the whole show is not Facebook Live, but I do some segments. So we're going to do this segment, Facebook Live, as well. Honestly, you guys don't want to see me with, you know, well, sometimes I don't wear my makeup, so, but, you know, remember, I got a face for radio. So I try not to do a lot of TV. But this next topic is fascinating. People will ask. I've had people concerned that their marriage was on the fritz because their spouse sleeps separately from them or wants to have their own covers or wants to be in a different room. And I've told people this, that you could have a very healthy marriage, if you still value your sleep. You know, sex, intimacy could still happen. For me, I need to sleep in the same bed as my husband. But do I have my own covers? Oh, absolutely. I cannot share the covers with my husband. I have got to have my own. And I think the reason why is I learned that I need something between my knees, like either a pillow or covers. So I have my own down comforter that I can put up. And yet also, you know, I got the cats and the dog and all that. And so, you know, it's a little harder to share, you know, my comforter with four or five entities. It gets kind of ridiculous. So hubby gets his cover. I get my own cover. We're in the same bed. But apparently that's called Scandinavian sleeping. It's called Scandinavian sleeping, where you have your own little cover. You could make your own little igloo and warm yourself up. And I think that's really, really good, because some of us need heat. Some of us need cool. And so I might get cold at night, and I might want my thick blankie. And he might be like, nah, I want to be naked and not, you know. And so you people think, oh, my gosh, we have to cuddle. We have to always spoon. We always have to, you know, share everything. You actually don't. Do you share toothbrushes? God, no. I would never share a toothbrush. Have I used my husband's toothbrush? Yeah. If I have to use it, I have to use it. He's my husband. But I prefer having my own toothbrush. I just do. So this is fascinating, this survey. Guess what keeps people up at night? Climate change. I want to talk to those of you who are having trouble sleeping because of climate change. I really think somebody who is up at night thinking and worrying about climate change, I think they need some support. Because that means you're worried about the weather. You're worried about the, you know, I don't know about you all, but, you know, in my lifetime, we've seen hurricanes and earthquakes, and, you know, the Grand Canyon is still the Grand Canyon. There's been drought. There's been wildfires. But if somebody is really, really worried that the climate is changing, that they're not sleeping, they need support. Not that they're, you know, crazy or anything. It's just, the climate always changes. And you know, I do worry about pollution. I do love the trees. I love our environment. But that really shouldn't be keeping you up at night. Although some people, I think, are having nightmares after watching that sphere experience, because they kind of made it sound like humans are bad and we need to just leave Earth and start fresh with just two people. But that's a whole other subject for a different day. But apparently, 1 in 5 U.S. adults rarely or never feels well rested. And a survey that was conducted by U.S. News and World Report said that 43% of survey respondents have experienced insomnia, which we've talked about on the show. We do have an insomnia epidemic and a sleeping medication epidemic. 17% have sleep apnea. And those are people who know. Imagine those who don't have a partner saying, look, you're not breathing in your sleep, or you're snoring really, really loud. The survey polled 1,200 adults. And they asked them, what is keeping them up at night? The first was the increase in cost of living. I get that. The next was the COVID-19 pandemic. And I will give people that, because the pandemic has changed everything. You know, you got to work from home. Now you can't. You know, there's, you know, the cost. Your tenant might not be paying rent. So I get that the COVID-19 pandemic might have changed things. Plus, some people have different sleep patterns now because of COVID. I get that. gun violence is keeping people up at night. I get that. You live in an area where you're hearing gunshots. I hear gunshots all the time. That, you know, you do worry that stray bullet's going to come in. Climate change came in number four. I just don't get how people are sitting there worried about the climate. And you know, their hamburgers and whether they need an electric vehicle or not. But I guess they're saying that people are kept up by climate change. Trust me, I think the environment of the earth is wonderful, but you know, you could turn it off to go to sleep if you have to. And then number five was the 2024 presidential election. Now, these results were identical to last year, except number five was the Russian-Ukraine war and not the presidential election last year when U.S. News Today did this. This was conducted before the Hamas massacre and the Israeli-Hamas war. And I wouldn't be surprised if that's keeping people up. But, you know, if you're having trouble sleeping and you're really worried about Biden being president or Trump being president or, you know, whatever, get some support. Talk to a medical provider. I told you guys this. If politics is ruining your family, where it's ruining your marriage, you're fighting with other family members because of an upcoming election, life is too flippant short. You got to get a good night's sleep. Yes, I worry about the next election. I think it is going to be an absolute poop show. I won't, again, get a mail-in ballot. And when I go to vote, they'll probably say again, sorry, you asked us to purge you from the system, which I don't know where they got that. So, yeah, I'm a little nervous. Is it keeping me up at night? No. I'm going to deal with that when I deal with that. So what do you do? If you're stressed, how do you deal with it? So during the Great Recession, when people were getting canned in 2009, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, you know, people were getting laid off. How do you put yourself to sleep? Well, a lot of people are hitting the pills. I don't want that. I don't want people having to go to pills. But how do you turn it off? So I like to come up with a happy place. Now, I've told you guys my happy place. Don't tell everybody because I'm kind of embarrassed about this. But my happy place is I'm in the Lord of the Rings, you know, world. Maybe not Rivendell, maybe between Rivendell and the caves. And, you know, I'm with Aragorn. And, you know, he's really, really in love with me. And I just have to tell Go Vigo, look, you know, listen, we got to get through the filming. Okay. You know, let's hold off. And, you know, he's like, well, can we at least cuddle? And so I have my happy place is being in New Zealand on the Lord of the Rings set in the arms of Viggo Mortensen and having my elf ears on. Now, please don't tell anybody. I'm kind of embarrassed by that. But that is, I think about that. Or Jimmy Garoppolo. Because, Dahlia, you've seen my game. I go, you got game. You got game. Yeah. But, Dahlia, what do? I'm benched. Well, you know, maybe sex will help. So, you know, these are what I use. Okay, which is better? Climate change? Really? You want to be up at night thinking about climate change? Look, I don't care. Somebody's like, oh, I can't do that, Dahlia. You're thinking about another man when you're next to your husband as your happy place? Absolutely. You think I'm not thinking about Jimmy Garoppolo? You got to be out of your clothes. Of course. Who wouldn't? And if somebody says they aren't, they're lying. They are lying. And then, you're allowed. If my husband wants to dream about Margot Robbie, absolutely fine. Just get some sleep. But you got to come up with a happy place, something that relaxes you, allows you to tune out all the BS that's happening around us. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Youngevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we just spoke about what's keeping people up at night. And financial woes is definitely a big part of it. And I got to tell you, when I have financial ups and downs, that doesn't stress me out as much as hearing that I missed my chance or I missed my shot or I've been doing something wrong this whole time. Well, I am extremely excited about our next guest, honorary PhD, award-winning Inc. 5000 CEO, Dr. Darnell Jervy Harmon, is going to join us next, talking to us about how she helps hundreds of clients leverage the move to millions method, moving closer to and beyond the million-dollar mark. Dr. Harmon, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Move to millions. I got to tell you, we are grateful for you taking your time. We know you're busy. Talk to us about what you do and what you're seeing people struggle with.
Absolutely. I am a business coaching consultant for the last 16 years, and I work with entrepreneurs that have service-based businesses, so coaches, consultants, accountants, and attorneys primarily, that are great at what they do, but they need support from a business acumen standpoint. They're not marketing enough. They don't know how to close sales, and it's catching up to them in their business. And so they get to this six-figure plateau where they keep seeing the same revenue over and over and over again. My team and I are able to come in and quickly help them to get untied and actually experience flow and acceleration inside of their businesses through our proven Move to Millions method, which has been such an instrumental tool in my own business and the clients that I get to serve every single day.
You know, I love the term, you know, coaching. We coach teams. We have health coaches. And when it comes to running a business or business, you can't be stagnant. The economy changes. The climate of economy and the industry changes. And I think a big mistake a lot of business owners do is they go, well, this worked for me in, 2003, so I'm going to go back to it.
Right.
But 2023 is not 2003.
Very good. Very true. I see that all the time. We have to understand the strategies and the tactics in business that never change no matter what's going on in the world. And we also have to learn how to read the room, if you will. We need to understand exactly what the economy is saying, what our ideal clients are saying, and be willing to pivot and often show up more fully during those seasons so that we can get their attention. When there's a lot of distractions and you have the media talking about recessions, a lot of people get nervous. But people are still spending money. You just probably have to shift your messaging in order to get their attention when the media is sensationalizing something like a recession in the economy. And so it is important as a business owner to make sure that you aren't stagnant. You're not trying to use the same strategies from 2003, but you've brought those strategies into 2023 and preparing for 2024 so that you actually see the fruits of your labor show up in your business, inside of your bank account, inside of your retirement plans, like whatever you're doing all of this for, that there is money, more money than you can give, spend, invest, and save in order to show up fully on the planet and do that work.
And, I've talked to you, my listeners, I'm talking to you guys here. You know how we bring up New Year's resolutions, and I know everybody hates it and they moan and groan. Your New Year's resolutions doesn't always have to be about losing weight. It could be about some things you do for your business, because your business also needs some tune-ups. Dr. Harmon, talk to us about the Move to Millions method. I know you can't give us all the secrets, but what can you share?
Absolutely. The Move to Millions method is five key pillars: strategy, sales, system, support, and success mindset. Strategy is really about getting clear about the problem you solve, how you package your solution to the problem, how you position it, what you say about it out in the marketplace, how you promote it, and how you profit from it. Sales is about learning how to sell one to many, so get many yeses at one time instead of getting one yes at a time. Systems is about understanding the right procedures and process flows that help to make your success predictable and prevent you from having to start over anytime you want to do something inside of your business. Support is about having the right team around you, not a huge team, but a lean, strategic, intentional team that can help to drive 80% of what needs to be done inside of your company. And success mindset runs through all four of the other pillars. It includes things like embodiment and confidence and surrender and being in alignment and forgiveness and the role that forgiveness plays in your ability to make money move so that you can have more money than you know what to do with, so that not only can you run your business and hire a team, but you can also establish a retirement plan and you can support those causes and loved ones potentially that are important to you as well. I think the days are gone where we work really, really hard for way too little. As a society, we have, it's so inbred in us to just hard work, hustle. There is another way, and we get into all of that inside of the book, Move to Millions.
That's wonderful. And, you know, Dr. Darnell, Jeremy Harmon, we love that, you know, you've had this experience. You're a business owner yourself. And I think you identify something we've taught people as well on this show is if you do have a failure or you need to surrender something, that's not bad. You know, as a surgeon, you need to cut to heal. Sometimes I think a lot of business owners are like, but they're going to tell me to close this one store down, or they're going to tell me that this, you know, this failed to stop that. Sometimes cutting or sometimes pivoting is actually one of the best things you could ever do.
I agree. I believe that failure comes before success everywhere, not just in the dictionary. And I believe that it often isn't failure. It's an opportunity to learn. So I always say, I never fail. I'm either winning or I'm learning. What right. can I take away from this thing that didn't go quite right? That if I made some adjustments, I might actually win the next time. And I think that if we adopt that mental resiliency and change our inner game, then we really can show up much stronger and much more fully in our businesses. Being an entrepreneur is not always sunshine, cupcakes, and rabbits. Sometimes it's a torrential downpour. And when it is raining really, really hard in your business and things are tough, your mental agility will be what keeps you going, which helps you to resurface after a setback. But every setback is an opportunity for a comeback. And I think it's important to understand that as you're building your business and as you are endeavoring to do this work and to achieve a new milestone.
Mm-hmm. So in the last minute or so, what else would you like to share with my listeners, and how can people find out more information?
Absolutely. So my first goal and my first recommendation for every single one of you, if you are an entrepreneur or small business owner or an aspiring entrepreneur, grab a copy of Move to Millions. It needs to be in your professional library. This is a book that you will come back to over and over and over because I've given you the exact proven blueprint that myself and 42 clients in the last 2 years have leveraged to cross the $1 million mark. The second thing that I would say is don't give up. Your next big break is right around the corner. You cannot give up. If you have an inkling or an unction for it in your life experience, it's because you are supposed to realize it. So keep pressing towards receiving it, and it will show up if you don't slow down.
Amen. By the way, guys, Christmas gifts, great Christmas gift. This is a great gift, you know, for the holidays. How can people find the book, Dr. Harmon?
Absolutely. MoveToMillionsBook.com. You go to MoveToMillionsBook.com. You'll be able to learn all about the book, learn more about me, and all of those good things.
You're a godsend. We really, really appreciate you. Thank you so much. I can't wait to have you back.
Thank you. Take care.
You too. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I got to tell you guys, easier said than done, you know, but in 2016, when I closed my office to go and teach, you know how many people thought I was out of my flipping mind? But I got to tell you, that pivot was probably the best thing for me because look at what would have happened if I kept my practice and COVID hit. Now, everybody went under. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, don't go away.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.